B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
This Thursday, the 26th of January. January is a long month.
It tends to be. It's dark. It's weird. We're coming off the high of Christmas.
Right. That sugar high of Christmas.
Yeah.
Did Lucy ask you when January ends yesterday? What did she say?
Yeah, she's constantly asking me about when winter break is and what are we doing this summer.
Okay.
So what are we doing in June? I'm like, okay, let's go. No. Girlfriend needs something to look forward to.
Do you have a paper calendar in the house?
I do, she likes to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? And I think it's good to always think about what you're doing. It's fun, work.
Right. Except we have fun at work.
We do have fun at work.
We definitely try to do that. So much fun that I have so much confidence in you today.
Yeah.
That I think I found the riddle you can do. This is the one.
Goes to bed at night thinking, how can I torture her tomorrow?
No, that's not it at all. How can we have fun?
Oh, you're having fun.
Okay, this is it.
Riddle
I'm telling
me this.
You're going to get it. I'm not even going to tell people to call 888-410-1057 because they don't need to, because you're going to beat them today.
Okay, fine.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And producer Aaron, if you want to chime in, I'm okay with that too.
Okay.
But I think LBF has got this one.
All right.
What is so fragile that saying its name breaks it? What is so fragile that saying its name breaks it?
It's glass?
No.
Heart?
No.
I don't know.
This is the easiest one ever.
You know, bad teacher.
What?
You don't say that to a student. You don't say, watch, this is the easiest one. And they go put a dunce hat on them. And they make them sit in the corner.
I just thought this is it.
You're like,
I want you to
okay.
succeed. Because, yes, I'm kind of like Mr. Pips.
Who?
Wasn't that the teacher?
No, that's not the teacher.
Mr. Pibbs?
No, they call me Mr. Tibbs.
Oh, Tibbs, sorry.
But it was the same actor.
Okay, sorry.
Which was To Sir With Love, which is 100 years old.
Right, right.
Also, you're more like Annie Sullivan. You're trying to get to me to understand water.
Okay.
I get it. I'm not happening. It's not happening.
All right, maybe we just have to finish this bit.
What is it? What is so fragile it breaks when you say it?
Producer Aaron? You don't know him?
No.
All right, 888-410-1057.
You and I both.
Yeah.
I thought this was the easiest one ever.
Our teacher stinks. It's not us.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, as it turns out, Mr. Pibbs is a soft drink. It's Mr. Pibbs, not Tibbs.
My God. That was a funny journey, though.
Yeah.
The Sidney Poitier journey.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave it hanging, so to speak.
Oh, great. Oh, yep. Good. Okay. Excellent. What a way to start the day.
I mean, the quiz. You know, we'll just leave it out there for anybody.
I'm going to call HR.
Okay. What is so fragile saying it breaks its name? All right, mull that over. Tell me when you give up.
I give up.
All right.
I give up. Right. I can't believe we started the day like this.
Just for fun. Hi, ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Sue again.
Hi, Sue again. Sue, what do you think it is?
I answered the last riddle.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Okay, so this is a guess, but I'm thinking it's silence.
Is that right?
It's so fragile.
That by saying its name breaks it. Is that the right answer?
You just broke the silence.
Sue.
That's it. Thank you, Sue.
You're super smart.
Sue.
She was guessing and she got it.
Yeah.
Silence. Now, see, Sue, let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Do you feel good about yourself right now? Right? You feel good. You're like, you're going into your Thursday like, ooh, look at me. I am smart, smart.
Like a boss. Yeah.
Now, I feel, do you feel that way? I feel the exact opposite.
What's the opposite of feeling like a boss?
Yeah, exactly.
Low level. Anyway, Sue.
I'm just here to help you out, LBL.
That's all it is.
Thank you, Sue. I just don't like him.
You know, I don't know why we broke the silence. I was kind of enjoying
it. Exactly.
Well, all right, Sue. Roll into work like a boss today, okay?
Keep listening this early. Right. You're going to have another chance because he likes to torture.
No, I'll have to retire the bit. It clearly is not going over like
I know. Clearly, I'm not able to learn.
I'll help you whenever I can.
Thanks, Sue.
Have a great day, Sue.
Yeah, feel good.
Feel good. Bye now. So I was reading some of the websites today. The one we go to a lot is Daily Mail.
Yeah, you go to it.
Because it's great. Daily Mail.
It gives you
everything you're looking for in news.
It really does.
It's our J-O-B, LBF.
I know.
We got to do this.
I know. So I'm ashamed I do it too.
So I came across, and this isn't any gloating. I'm not going to gloat.
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But more of I told you so.
Oh.
More of an I told you so. So this young girl put a video up on TikTok. Now, I don't have TikTok, but you can see it on the Daily Mail. So she put up a video, a TikTok, about a month ago at Life at Google LA.
Oh,
okay? The headquarters there in LA. And you would not believe the bennies at Google LA for this girl. So everything's free. Free, free, free. There's a cafe. Coffee? Free, free, free. You want a muffin or a scone with that? Sure. It's yours. Enjoy.
Free sushi too, right?
Free sushi for lunch.
Yeah.
And it was hot lunch. And it was cafeteria style. Oh. You wouldn't believe it.
Like in college.
Like
the way that the cafes in college are now. It used to be just milk and a bagel. And now it's like, what would you like? Would you like an Asian fusion lunch? Or would you like something more on the Italian
side? That's it.
Side?
So she walks around and then goes through the office showing these wacky rooms where, hey, you can sit on a beanbag if you're tired. Here's the nap room over there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Her first job out of college.
Nice. Good for you.
Okay. Guess what happened yesterday?
What happened?
Laid off. So she got laid off. And she's crying on TikTok.
Yeah.
I mean, went to TikTok and was crying.
Yeah.
She's among thousands that were probably laid off.
Yeah, a lot of tech jobs.
This isn't gloating. I'm not happy the girl got laid off, but I told you so. When you have those kind of expectations for your job, where is she going to go next?
I don't know. Not
where do you
here.
Go from there? Not here, sister. No, sir.
Say that out loud. Sorry.
Well, we get coffee here. You get coffee. There's some
occasional. Oh, yeah, we do get coffee.
Yeah, there's a cafe downstairs. It ain't free.
No.
But that's the way it should be.
God, I had to pay when I had my first job at the Herald. I had to pay for Rank coffee and Peggy Lawton cookies down in the basement. The typographers would have this little cafe. It was like something out of like L.A. Law or not even like the NYPD Blue. Like you're just like, it's dark, it's dank. Am I going to get murdered?
You're in,
no,
you're
I'd
out.
Like a Peggy Lawton cookie. And I'd like to pay
you
a buck
for it. You must have really wanted that.
You have no idea.
Dang.
I wish the TikTok existed back then.
But seriously, where does this girl go from here? She's tasted the good wine. See, that's the problem.
You don't want to peak too early.
She peaked.
Yeah.
I mean, she's crying on TikTok because it's like, where am I?
I feel like that's just a tech thing that, like, I think they just overspent.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
The
girl needs, but she's going to have a dose of reality. Because you had the good times, you know, and it's going to be hard to find.
She'll talk to it about with her grandchildren one day. Mm-hmm. Once about when she's working in some assembly line because AIs have taken over the jobs.
Yeah, I used to.
And she's like, you don't even know.
There'll be a
grandchild. I had sushi for lunch and it was free.
Look, I mean, I was just that girl who got fired, laid off at Google.
Yeah.
We're not gloating. The thing is, the moral of the story is your job doesn't owe you anything but a paycheck.
Oh, my God. There's a great Mad Men episode where one of the girls goes to Don Draper and says, you never thank me for anything. And he says, your paycheck is my thank you.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's so mean, but also kind of true.
Yeah.
It would be nice if you'd thank her, too, just as a little ad. But, you know, that's like that corporate thing.
That's it. There's no.
I know, but, you
no
know.
No free sushi for you.
I feel bad. But everyone, you know what? That's what life's about. You live and learn.
Live and learn, my
friend.
She's
going to be shocked at the price of sushi.
Right.
No idea.
Not to mention the coffee.
She should start a GoFundMe.
The scones. Yeah.
That's what she will.
Oh, my God.
I bet you she will.
Yeah. Good luck, kid. Hey, look. This is more of a Bob observation.
Okay.
But I also want to, ask what you would do in situation. I think I know. I'm not sure what Dave would do, but I was just curious.
Okay.
All right. So yesterday, about 2 or 3 o'clock, I had the afternoon kind of, not doldrums, but it was just like I got nothing. I can't work.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Out. Can't exercise because I'm having some treatments that I, you
know, some weirdo procedure. Don't worry about it.
Can't do my grueling workout. However, I did miss my afternoon coffee.
Oh, okay.
So I went to a place in town, nice coffee shop. It's a chain, but not a huge chainy chain. Okay.
Okay.
So I go in and wow, place is packed. I guess I'm not alone.
No.
Place was packed. And I like to sit and just chill, maybe read a book.
Surprise, surprise.
But is there a
book about like Truman or something?
I'm still trying to knock a book off that's a little historical base, but that's not the point.
That's not the point at all.
All right. No, it's not. Just a guy trying to get, you know what I mean?
Just get
his a break.
General Patton
just,
on.
All right, fine.
All right, go
it
ahead.
Doesn't matter. It's beside the point what I'm reading, LBF. The point is, I just wanted a cup of coffee and maybe just sit and chill for a bit.
Sure.
Amongst the people. So I know I looked around and went, wow, there's only one seat left, and guess whose name is on that one? You're looking at him.
Yes.
Thank you. So I
take off. Squat.
I threw my coat on it.
Yep.
Oh. Said, okay. Yep. I claim this spot because there was none left. And you want to know why there were none left?
Why?
There's this guy who's there every time I go.
Mm-hmm.
And I go a lot. So it means he goes a lot.
Yep.
And he's sitting with his daughter, who's probably about three and a half years old.
Okay.
And he has taken over this couch area.
Yes. So
there's a couch.
Yeah.
There's a coffee table.
Yeah.
And he's got all that going on.
Okay.
And he's got books. He's got her play stuff. It's afternoon
romper
school.
Room.
Romper room. He's homeschooling her. Here.
Not at home.
Not at home. So anyway, make a long story short, this business guy comes in. I could tell he's got nice glasses. He's got great hair. Okay. He looks
yeah,
like he's
he just
got
looks
all,
rich.
He looks
I get
rich.
It.
Okay.
I
he smelled rich. Yeah. Looked rich. Anyway, and the only seat left is in romper room section.
Oh, nightmare.
So he looks around. He's got his laptop. He sits down, and he tries to pull over a table so he can put his laptop on and
yep.
his coffee. And the so he's a gentleman. So he asked the dad, hey, are we using this table? And the dad said, yeah, we are. So the guy puts his laptop on his lap, which is why they call it a laptop, apparently, and had no place to put his coffee. And I'm just observing all this going, huh. What would I do in that situation?
Well, okay. I know what I would do.
Uh-huh.
I would never have sat near the three-year-old.
There's no other seats.
I would have been like, nope, I'm going home. No, thank you. I don't hang with three-year-olds when I have hot coffee.
This guy, the businessman, had his earbuds in.
Okay.
He had some
I'm just
stuff
saying.
To find. He had a hot coffee.
All right, if my hand was forced.
Okay. Would you have said anything to the teacher slash dad is the question.
No, because I'm a baby. I would have said nothing, but I would have talked about it for a week and a half.
Right.
But let's just say if I wasn't like a brave person,
mm-hmm.
I might have been like, you know what? If he took up the whole couch,
couch.
You can seat three people on a couch.
Yep.
If they said, oh, I can't use that
and
table.
And the coffee table.
Yeah, and I would have just sat on the couch next to the three-year-old or him.
Uh-huh.
And put my right next to me. Oh, you know what? Instead, I'm just going to sit here right next to you. It's probably easier for everybody.
Would you?
Which is not.
Would
no,
you?
In my awesome brain.
Okay.
In my like, if I
yeah,
were
okay.
awesome, I'm admitting
yeah,
to you. Awesome. I'm admitting to you that I would do nothing
okay.
because I am a weak
right.
and I'm afraid of everything.
Mm.
But in my like walk away brain, like what I should have done and what I wish somebody would have done, that would have been a good one.
What I was kind of amazed at. Here's Mr. Businessman. Who is probably in command of something?
Yes,
was being bossed around by a dad and a 3-year-old.
But the thing is
he
that
sat
he,
like a good
he's
boy,
smart enough to know
what
that he's never going to win with a 3-year-old. He might have won with the dad, but he's never going to win with the 3-year-old. But I completely think that the father was so wrong and needs to be schooled by somebody,
right?
To say, hey, you know what? Homeschool. Let's look at the word together. Home. School.
Yeah, it's
home.
Not. It's not school. Cafe school.
Not. No.
I didn't say anything.
You just watched it all
I
go down.
I watched it all go down.
Did you get popcorn? Or did you have a scone?
I just enjoy. I know. I'm not eating that. If I can't have a grueling workout,
oh
I can't have
God.
A scone. Anyway, I'm just wondering what you would have done. And I didn't say anything. Here, this poor guy, as soon as another chair opened up, he jumped.
No kidding.
He jumped for that chair.
But, like, that's so rude of the dad.
But it's going to happen to me. What do you think I should say anything?
Yeah, and I know you will.
Oh, yeah.
I know you will. Because
in a nice way.
One, you're unafraid.
Right.
And two, you're a petty officer. And I say that like with both meanings. Because you're slightly petty, but also you're a Navy guy.
Petty.
Like, you're a Navy guy. You're not afraid of something. You're like, I've been to Beirut. I can take you on.
You're right.
Like, I mean, yeah, I smoked butts in Beirut, and I lived. This three-year-old is not going to intimidate me. So that's all I'm saying.
Wow. I did a post at WROR.com about a week or so ago.
Uh-huh.
If I were to win the Mega Millions, which at that time was $1 billion, I did a six places I'd go, bucket list.
Was Kansas one of them?
I did not say Kansas.
Well, I was thinking Toto. I'm just trying to follow along here.
Africa.
Oh.
I didn't put Africa on my bucket list, and people were throwing shade. Like, why don't you want to go on a safari, Bob?
It's fun.
Like, I don't think I'd want to do a safari.
What? Listen, you have to do a safari.
I don't think so. What? Tell me why I should do a safari.
Well, it's funny because we were just talking about this, about safaris, and it's apparently gorgeous. You experience something you'd never experienced before in your entire life. Not bugs, animals. Uh-huh. You sort of see a terrain that's completely foreign.
You
do a nice talk tour of something like that, they give you like these little like glamping situations, and then you stay in hotels in different places.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. The only problem is,
I thought you were in a tent, like out of Africa. You know, you're in
a tent. No, I mean, Robert Redford's not going to wash your hair, okay? All right? I mean, otherwise, I'd be on my way to Africa
excuse me, there was supposed to be a hair wash with Robert Redford,
no.
Yeah.
The only problem with going on a safari is that, like, if you took your kids on a safari, particularly my kid, I'd be like, Lucy, look at the lion. And she'd be like, yeah. I mean, I just feel like kids are like that.
Well, let me tell you one other reason.
You have to be an adult.
A friend of mine, he married a woman who lives in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So they go visit once every couple of years, go see her mom and dad. And they went on a safari while they were there,
nice.
A safari ride.
Yeah.
But this little safari ride happens at night.
Oh, better.
Oh, on a big Jeep, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were just tooling around, I don't know, somewhere in the jungle area. The Serengeti,
not a jungle. Africa.
So, right, okay. So they're just tooling around at night in this Jeep, and all of a sudden, I don't know, they're in the back seat. So there were rows of seats. They're in the back seats with their kid, who's five, and all of a sudden, an Impala.
Like, two Krellers and a Munchkin.
No. No. Let me finish. An Impala jumps over them as they're driving, right?
Yeah.
What do you think was chasing the Impala?
A Ford Mustang?
No. Yeah, a very hungry lion.
Oh, really?
Jumped over. Right afterwards comes the lion and tackles the Impala.
Well, that's what
and
you
they
pay
get
for.
To watch. Yeah, that's what.
If I were the guy, I'd be like, what are you complaining about? That was like not even on the agenda.
All right. You think, but the guy could have had the lion could have had a snack on his way to the Impala.
Right? Exactly, like a popcorn before you actually sit down.
That's what I'm thinking.
For the meal.
I'm good.
Okay, if you don't want that to happen, then no. Don't go on a safari.
Yeah. No, I'm good.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Excuse me? Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't go. You can
I would
tell
totally
me
go.
Okay.
I would go and I'd wear flowy things.
Yeah. Where's Robert Redford?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Start talking in some weird old British accent.
That. Uh-huh.
I would.
Yeah, vineyard girl. Okay. You
hey,
tell me that. Uh-huh.
That's okay. Woods there.
Okay. Breakup song, man. They don't write them like that anymore. Great song, but not the song we would have chosen to celebrate National Spouses Day, which is today.
Oh, National Spouses Day.
National Spouses Day. So, you know, salute your spouse on National Spouse Day if you have one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, if you have one.
If you have one?
Yeah, and if you don't have one but you're dating one, salute them too.
No, that's not not the idea, okay? Hallmark is not calling
saying,
you.
Are you sleeping with someone's spouse? Well, today's your day. It's National Spouse Day.
Yes, it is. Probably not what they were thinking about.
Yeah, well, no one ever thinks about that until it's too late.
You know what I'm saying? Dumb question.
What's that?
Isn't
I'm here for those.
Yes, you are. So National Spouses Day, I'm going to be honest with you, I never heard of it, but it is a thing. But Valentine's Day is 2.5 weeks away.
Well, that's for, those are for
right?
lovers.
Oh.
And people who date. And people, a lot of married people are sick of Valentine's Day. Personally, I love Valentine's Day. It's my favorite holiday.
I know it is. Yeah.
It's great. It's got a great color scheme.
It's got chocolate.
It's
I like
that. It's got chocolate. Yeah. And it's. I don't care if it's Hallmark holiday. I don't care. I love it.
Okay.
And bring me all the things.
Okay, good. Dave, you heard her.
He
National
knows.
Spouse Day. He
yeah.
knows.
I don't care about spouses.
What? you don't care about National Spouse Day?
No, every day is National Spouse Day when you're married to me.
Oh, my God.
Oh my now, that's God. The funniest thing I've ever
that
said.
That is the funniest thing.
Two truths and a lie.
Wow.
I love Valentine's Day. Give me every, all the things.
Every
and every day is Spouse Day when you're married
wow.
to me.
You know, the confidence is high, and I like that.
Right?
I like that in
yeah.
you, LBF. Boy, every day, Dave, you lucky.
He is.
Sweet
I
SOB.
I made a steak last night.
Excuse me?
Well, I kind of, I took it out of the fridge and then he made it.
Okay.
But you know
nice
what I mean.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Got did you it. Rub it?
No, Bob.
Why not?
Because
every
I'd...
good steak starts with a good rub. And never forget that. Words
so,
to live by.
You know what? I feel
what?
Bad. I feel bad for your spouse.
Why is that?
I'm going to send her a condolence card today.
No. If I'm cooking a steak, you know, you got to put the rub
All
on.
Right. Just, All right. You know what?
Leave it at that.
Leave it at that.
But if you need a good rub, let me know. I can recommend.
I'll bet you can.
Okay.
Good God.
Well, I'm talking steak here.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Bob and LBF in the morning. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to Maria from Lawrence.
Hey.
Hi, Maria.
How are you?
We're good. How you doing? You okay?
I'm all right.
Good.
What do you mean you're all right?
Well, I just got out of work, so.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Did you work
That's
all
okay.
night? You work all night?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
boy, what do you do, Maria?
I work on a psych unit at a hospital in Haverhill.
Wow,
that's yeah.
fun.
Are you up for this? You up for it?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Glad to hear it. All right, Maria. Anybody listening? You want to shout out this morning?
Yeah, but I don't. They're probably not awake. I'm not sure. So.
Okay, well, yeah. Let's even get down to business.
All right,
like.
Let's get to it,
Maria.
Okay,
no time to waste.
That's okay. Thanks.
No, Maria. Okay, yeah, we're gonna jump right in. Okay, look, but I just have to say that the rules of the game, right? So just so you know, you get all 10 right, get $1,000. If you're not sure about one of the questions, say pass. So we'll go back to it. Sounds like you know all that.
Yeah, I will listen to it every day on the way home.
Ah, that's Terrific. What I want to hear. All right, Maria from Lawrence, here we go.
Okay.
What
okay.
is 2 + 9?
11.
What was the name of the guitar player for Van Halen?
Eddie Van Halen.
How many children did the Octomom have?
8.
What two colors make purple?
Green and yellow.
In chess, which piece only moves diagonally?
The queen.
What were the names of the kids the witch lured to her candy cottage?
I don't know about that. Pass.
How many time zones does the state of Florida span?
2.
Who wrote the children's classic Green Eggs and Ham?
Dr. Seuss.
What was the top layer of the earth called?
Pass.
What artist pioneered abstract impressionism in 1948?
Monet.
What were the names of the kids the witch lured to her candy cottage?
Munchkins? I don't know.
Yeah, close. Yeah. They ate munchkins.
They were little.
Yeah, they were little. That would be Hansel and Gretel, right?
Yeah.
You know Hansel and Gretel, right?
You know those two hungry kids.
Yeah. Did they leave popcorn or bread trail?
Bread trail. Popcorn. Yeah. What do you think this is?
Yeah, that's
they
right.
They had popcorn back in like the 1500s.
Okay, fine. I didn't know it was popcorn or bread.
Yeah.
Been a while.
Yeah.
It's okay. You got 5 right, though.
All right, here's what you missed. Yeah. What two colors make purple? Red and blue. The chess piece that only moves diagonally is the bishop. The top layer of the earth is called the crust.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense.
Kind of like a pie.
And
right?
The artist pioneered abstract impressionism, Jackson Pollock.
There it
totally
is.
Totally messed up, too, but good paintings.
Yeah,
Maria, okay. Good job.
Half a sleep job.
No, Maria, I think you know what I said. That's fine. Okay. How do you normally do well when you play in the morning?
Yeah.
So today, just you were half right, so just leave it at that?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Think you're super smart? We'll pay you $1,000 if you can prove it. Sign up for Super Smart in 60 seconds at WROR.com. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more with Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Candace. Hey, good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, LBF.
Well, Candace, what brings you to Morning Court today?
You know, I'm just so sad, and I don't know what to do. My brother passed away. He was in his late 50s, and it was very sudden.
Mm-hmm.
He and my sister-in-law had a really good marriage. We were close. I was close with her and my brother and their kids, who are all in their late 20s and out of the house.
Well, that stinks. And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Here's where I'm heartbroken and I'm angry.
Okay.
So maybe a month after his funeral, my sister-in-law gave away all of his clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really quick. But I thought, well, you know, she's being charitable, right?
Right.
She's giving him.
I guess we all kind of mourn our own way.
Yeah.
Right. But then a month after that, she's redecorating their house, painting, took down pictures, buying new furniture, and every trace of him is gone. Even his ashes are in the ocean.
Wow, that was fast. Were you there? Did you get to say goodbye?
No, she wanted to make it a very private thing, and I was really hurt by that.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's your brother. Okay.
Yeah, he was my only brother, and... You know, yeah, she did offer me some of his things, but I feel like he's just been erased. And I asked her about it, and she said, I just cannot live in the past. I have to move on. And I just feel like she's being so cold, and I'm thinking if she doesn't want to be reminded of my brother, I might stop talking to her. I mean, obviously, she doesn't want any reminders. You know, so I feel hurt. I mean, and I guess I'm just wondering, you know, should I feel this hurt about it?
Yeah. Well, I say everybody kind of, I guess, grieves their own way, but that's pretty quick.
Yeah, it's so quick. It's like the quick nature of it that's really...
Because, you said, he passed away, and within a month, she
just like, what's going
cleaned
on?
Out all this stuff. He was already, the ashes were spread, and she's moving on.
Yeah, I mean, we've been family for decades, and I just don't know what to do.
She says she doesn't want any reminders of her husband, your brother. All right, so I can tell you're hurt by it, and you've got questions, so let's see if we can get some answers for you, Candace. Let's get some phones lit up for you. Maybe some people have experienced this. Who knows? Maybe people would think she's doing what they would do as well. All right, so let's light them up for Candace, 888-410-1057. Candace, stay tuned, okay? This is going to be a learning experience for everybody here, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for calling. Stay tuned. A lot of calls today for Candace. Her brother passed recently. Not sure why. We didn't get into that. But why she called us is because her sister-in-law has moved on real fast, within a month or two. But basically erased everything, from the house and any kind of pictures or whatever.
Yeah, remembrances or anything like
gone.
That.
Yeah, he's gone. So let's see. We get some calls going in here. What do you think? Is it any of Candace's business or... What are your thoughts? We'll start with you, Terry. Good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. My husband passed away 7 years ago at 48, very suddenly. And I just feel for her. She can grieve however she wants to. Mm-hmm. Just don't give up on her. I mean, I didn't get out of bed for 4 months.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's different for everybody. Maybe she's just so overwhelmed. She can't handle things. And she's trying to change things she can. Because she can't change the fact that her husband's gone.
Right. That's a really good way to put it, Terry. I mean,
you know,
because
it's awful. Don't give up on her.
Okay.
Don't not talk.
Well,
to her.
Well,
right.
Hope you're
be
doing
so
better,
much worse
Terry.
For her. I want to cry because of that.
I know.
Don't,
yeah. Oh my gosh.
I hope you're doing better.
Stick with her. Help her. Let her do it. I am. I'm married again.
Yay. Oh, good. Oh, that's great.
See?
Yeah.
That's good.
Thanks for the call, Terry.
Thanks, Terry. Okay.
Yeah. All righty.
You have a
Bye-bye.
Great day. We're going to say hi to Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
What do you think of Candace's case today?
Well, first, sorry for her loss. I also lost my sibling about 3 years ago. She was only 30. But I more grieved like the sister-in-law. I didn't want the constant reminders. It broke my heart constantly. But Candace is entitled to her feelings, too, and I get why she's hurt. But, yeah, I would have done what the sister-in-law did.
You did the same thing?
No, she,
no, I'm saying you. It's okay for her to move on so quickly, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, because, I mean, she's sitting in a house she shared with her spouse, her best friend, and to sit there with the constant reminders is hard for a grieving process, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think it's like, you're not necessarily moving on, but you're not surrounding yourself with the things that, like, really make you sad, that make you unable to move on. So
right.
she's got to...
It's a house full.
Yeah, and
thing.
So she has to, like, sort of approach it like that. You know, don't be mad at your sister-in-law for doing this, but this is how she
grieves. Some good calls today.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Amy. Hope you're doing better.
Amy.
Sorry to hear about your sister. That's awful. Too young.
Thank you. And they need each other. So
yes, they do.
Try not to make this divide.
Good way to look at it. Okay. Thank you, Amy.
Have a good day.
You too. Let's head it. Devlin. Hey, good morning, Devlin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What do you think? Casey, the case for Candace.
So, first off, of course, sorry for Candace's loss. Putting on, you know, own personal experience, I had someone recently pass away just about a year ago now, and his daughters decided they weren't going to do anything about it for a while. And now that it's been a year, you know, it's just raw emotion for them. So it's something that, you know, with my non-existent PhD, I'd say isn't too healthy for her to move on too fast like that. But to give up on her is turning back on family. And, you know, she's going to need the most support that she's ever needed before now. So I'd say she's got to stick with it.
Okay. Yeah.
So don't judge so much.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We got a lot of great calls today. Really
just
are. Thank you, Devlin.
Be patient.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a problem.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
okay.
Devlin.
Is it Cassie or Casey?
It's Casey.
Hi, Casey. What do you think?
I do think people grieve differently. My mother passed in 2019, and my father literally the next day was like, you need to clean her clothes out.
Oh, wow.
He just,
was distraught.
He just didn't
I mean,
want,
it was horrifying. Right? No, and he lived in Florida. We are up here, and he couldn't deal with it. And I think just people grieve differently.
Yeah.
Well, we're not really
talking
about. I mean,
he was heartbroken. They were married for 50 years. It wasn't like, you know, it was not. It's just how he dealt with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So give her some slack. Cut her some slack.
Please. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think you got to be really.
Thank you, Casey. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
We got a lot of calls today, too. There's so many people, similar kind of situations they've been through. So that should help out Candace. Yeah. Okay. Morning court today. Kind of a delicate one, but we took the case because we had to. Candace would call because her brother passed very recently, and she's not happy with how her sister-in-law has moved on so quickly from it. Basically cleaned out everything in the house. All the clothes are gone.
Pictures are put away.
Yeah.
And
Candace didn't get to go to, cremated, and she's already spread the ashes.
And so, she wasn't
there.
Yeah, and she said that this is how I want to move on. It's too painful.
Too painful. But is Candace looking for, looking too hard at a situation that is just, you know, how the sister-in-law is dealing with
right
it. Yeah, I mean, does she have that right? So a lot of calls today, so we're going to start with Connie. Hi Connie. Hi.
So this is my field of expertise and what I do for a living.
Oh,
and
well, let's
I just
hear.
Want to say that yes, as hurt as she is, people grieve in different ways. And you know, a couple of things, you know, her sister-in-law might regret this down the road, but right now, if this is what she needs to feel safe and comfortable before moving on, unfortunately, as much as it hurts, we have to accept that people grieve in different ways, and they do things in the moment sometimes without thinking about the bigger picture.
Right.
Right.
Right, yeah.
It's what is working for her now is what you're saying, right? So
right. And, you know, maybe in the long run, you know, therapy is always a good place to start.
Yep.
And that can have an impact. And she may regret this in the future, although she may not. So I don't want Candace to think that, oh, my goodness, you know, she'll regret this, so then I'll feel better. Because that might not happen.
Yeah. Okay.
This is her process.
Yeah.
We got a lot of great calls.
Yeah, thank you. This is great.
Yeah. It's good, Connie.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
That'll help. You know, that's she was frustrated because she's the outside looking in. Now you've kind of given her some, insight. That's great. We have smart callers.
Yeah, we do. They should give out therapy the way they give out COVID tests, though. Everyone should have it.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I work in the field, and so this is a little, I heard it, and I said, I have to just weigh in because I know it's really hard to take, but and accept, but unfortunately, everybody is different. And it doesn't mean she loved, her brother any less. It does not mean that in any way.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's important for her to know.
All right, Connie.
Thanks, Connie.
Thanks for listening. Absolutely. We appreciate you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you take care.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Okay.
All right, Rosemary, thanks for hanging on, Rosemary. Real quick, we're going to... Hi. Hi, what do you think?
Well, I'm a widow. My husband died very suddenly. And
how old was he?
Before he died...
How old was
he? He was 56.
Same ballpark, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Yep. And... before he died, he made me promise that if he died first, I had to move on. So we don't know if that's a conversation they had.
Oh,
yeah, that's true.
Well, let's talk about that. So he made you promise you would move on. So was it? You said it was sudden. So you guys had maybe just other conversations.
Yeah, my husband was murdered.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Thank you. He did it right. He did it right. It's all good. But
he was murdered
in that. Yeah.
My God, I don't think I've ever talked to a woman who's...
He was a teacher that was killed at Bertucci's.
Oh. Oh, no, at the mall in Attleboro?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fun, yeah.
Yep, okay, all right.
That's okay, it's all right,
Yep.
But that was a promise that we talked about for years.
And
if something happened to him,
okay, it's one thing to say it.
You don't know if that was a conversation.
Right, okay, but it's one thing to say that, right? And how did you move on? How long did it take you?
Well, it took me years.
Yeah.
It took me years before I wanted to have a relationship. And now it's just a matter of finding that one.
Yeah, right.
But,
you're open to it.
You don't know.
Right.
And when you have a loss,
you
really just need to be a good friend.
Yeah.
And be there. And if unless there's red flags, just let it go. Because the
sister's not
in
like,
her own grief journey.
Yeah. It's not
and
as though this is Rosemary. It's not as though this is a case for Dateline here. You know what I mean? It's just
No.
Nothing shady. It's just how she's moving on.
Exactly. But right. Oh my gosh, thank you for that advice. And
wow.
Yeah, she just be a friend and listen to her and think before you say something. Put yourself in the situation.
Yeah.
How you go about it? Would you want them to say something like that to you before you go and say something to her?
All right, we're gonna leave it at that because that really is a great call. Yeah. Rosemary.
Thanks,
you've
Rosemary.
Lived it. You just have good insight. Thanks for listening.
For calling.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Do you know more about that story?
I do.
When did that happen?
That happened in 2016, and it was at the Silver City Mall. It was at the Bertucci's, and a person came in. It stabbed a woman in his town, and then he went to the mall, went to the Bertucci's, and her husband, George, she and her husband were sitting at the bar, and they were literally about to get their drinks, and this man came in and attacked a pregnant waitress, and George went after the attacker, and Rosemary protected the waitress, and George was stabbed by the man fatally. And then the police came and shot the perpetrator, and because Rosemary, she was going to come in.
Right.
And her. It was a really, really, really random attack and really sad story, but he was so beloved.
Yeah.
And so many stories about him. He was a teacher, and he was a hero.
I mean, just think about for Candace, it kind of puts everything to me in perspective.
Well, yeah,
right?
Sure.
Well, okay. So, we're all, if she's moved on. And
thanks to all these people who called and offered their advice, it was painful situations, but they really offered some good advice and to not judge her and not leave her alone. She's going through something.
That's it.
Yeah.
Unless you see red flags.
And yep.
That's not enough
right
there. So I hope that helped, Candace. Thanks for calling Morning Court.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.